This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 101 Biography of Mark Alford, the Representative from Missouri. General Information. Mark Alford is a notable figure in American politics, currently serving as the U.S. Representative for Missouri's 4th Congressional District. He was born on October 4, 1963, in Independence, Missouri, which has shaped his deep connection to the state. Alford's political career is marked by his commitment to conservative values, focusing on issues like economic freedom, limited government, and traditional family values. Early life and education. Mark Alford was raised in a middle-class family in Independence, Missouri, where he learned the values of hard work and community service from an early age. His father worked as a mechanic, while his mother was a homemaker, instilling in him a strong work ethic. Alford attended Truman High School, where he was active in sports and student government, setting the stage for his future in public service. After high school, Alford pursued higher education at the University of Missouri-Columbia, where he majored in journalism. His time at the university was pivotal, not only for his academic pursuits but also for his involvement in campus politics, where he honed his skills in debate and public speaking. He graduated with a bachelor's degree in journalism in 1985, which later influenced his career in media before entering politics. Early career. Following his graduation, Mark Alford embarked on a career in journalism, initially working as a reporter for local newspapers in Missouri. His talent for storytelling and understanding of local issues quickly propelled him into broadcast journalism. He joined KMBC-TV in Kansas City as a news anchor, where he spent over 2 decades reporting on local and national news, gaining a reputation for his integrity and community engagement. During his tenure at KMBC-TV, Alford covered significant events, including natural disasters, political elections, and community stories, which gave him a broad perspective on the needs and concerns of Missourians. His visibility and trust within the community were instrumental when he decided to transition into politics. Election history. Mark Alford's political journey began when he decided to run for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2022. He entered the Republican primary for Missouri's 4th Congressional District, a seat left open due to the retirement of incumbent Vicki Hartzler. Alford's campaign focused on his outsider status, his understanding of local issues from his journalism career, and his commitment to conservative principles. In the primary, Alford faced several opponents but managed to secure the nomination with a significant margin, showcasing his appeal to the conservative base. His campaign was marked by grassroots efforts, leveraging his media background to connect directly with voters through town halls and media appearances. In the general election, Alford defeated his Democratic opponent, capturing 65% of the vote, which reflected his strong local support and effective campaign strategy. Political stances. As a representative, Mark Alford has been vocal about his conservative stances. He advocates for economic policies that promote free market capitalism, reducing government regulations and tax cuts to stimulate economic growth. Alford supports the Second Amendment, emphasizing the right to bear arms as a fundamental freedom. On social issues, Alford aligns with traditional values, opposing abortion and supporting policies that protect religious freedoms. He has been a proponent of educational choice, advocating for policies that allow parents to choose the best educational environment for their children, including support for charter schools and voucher programs. In terms of national security, Alford has expressed strong support for a robust military and has criticized policies he perceives as weakening America's defense capabilities. He also focuses on border security, pushing for stricter immigration controls and enforcement of existing laws. Alford's legislative efforts often reflect his background in journalism, where he emphasizes transparency in government operations and accountability of public officials. He has introduced bills aimed at reducing government waste and increasing oversight on federal spending. Mark Alford, the representative for Missouri's 4th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the community. Having been born and raised in Missouri, Alfred understands the local issues, culture, and the needs of his constituents intimately. This local knowledge allows him to represent the district with authenticity and a genuine concern for its welfare. Alfred's background in journalism, where he spent over 3 decades as a news anchor, has also played a crucial role in his political success. His experience in media has equipped him with exceptional communication skills, enabling him to articulate the district's needs effectively on both local and national platforms. Voters appreciate his ability to convey complex policy issues in an understandable manner, making him a relatable figure who can bridge the gap between the public and the often opaque world of politics. Another significant factor in Alfred's support base is his commitment to conservative values, which resonates strongly with the predominantly conservative electorate of Missouri's 4th District. He advocates for limited government intervention, lower taxes, and strong support for law enforcement, which aligns with the district's political leanings. His stance on these issues has not only won him votes but also the trust of those who see him as a defender of their traditional values and lifestyle. Alfred's legislative focus on agriculture, a backbone of Missouri's economy, has also been a key point of support. He actively works to promote policies that benefit farmers and rural communities, understanding that the health of these sectors is vital for the district's prosperity. His efforts in securing funding for agricultural research, supporting farm bills, and advocating for rural broadband expansion demonstrate his dedication to enhancing the economic conditions of his constituents. Moreover, Representative Alfred's approach to governance is characterized by a hands-on style. He is known for his accessibility, often engaging directly with his constituents through town halls, community events, and personal meetings. This direct engagement fosters a sense of community involvement and ensures that the voices of his constituents are heard in Washington. His proactive outreach and responsiveness to constituent concerns have solidified his reputation as a representative who truly listens and acts. Lastly, Alfred's military background, having served in the U.S. Navy, adds another layer to his appeal. His service instills a sense of patriotism and duty, qualities that resonate with many in his district who value military service and national security. His commitment to veterans' issues, including health care and benefits, further endears him to a significant portion of the electorate who see him as one of their own, fighting for their rights and recognition. In summary, Mark Alfred's support in Missouri's 4th District stems from his local ties, effective communication skills, alignment with conservative values, focus on agriculture, community engagement, and his military service. These attributes collectively make him a representative who not only understands but also actively works towards the betterment of his district, earning him the trust and backing of his constituents. Mark Alfred, the representative for Missouri's 4th Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support is his stance on social issues, particularly his views on abortion and women's rights. Alfred has been vocal about his pro-life stance, advocating for stringent restrictions on abortion, which has alienated many voters who believe in a woman's right to choose. His support for legislation that limits access to reproductive health services has been seen as an overreach into personal freedoms, causing a rift with constituents who value autonomy over their bodies. Additionally, Alfred's environmental policies have drawn criticism from environmentalists and younger voters concerned about climate change. He has often sided with industries over environmental regulations, arguing that such regulations hinder economic growth. This perspective is at odds with a growing segment of the population that prioritizes sustainability and environmental protection, leading to a decline in support from those who see his policies as detrimental to future generations. His approach to education has also been contentious. Alfred supports policies that favor privatization of education through voucher systems, which critics argue could undermine public schools. Many in his district, particularly educators and parents, feel that this approach does not address the core issues within the public education system and instead diverts necessary funds away from public institutions. This has led to a significant backlash from teachers' unions and education advocates who see his policies as an attack on public education. Moreover, Alfred's legislative record on gun control has been a point of contention. His staunch support for the Second Amendment, including opposition to any form of gun control measures, has not sat well with constituents who are pushing for stricter laws in light of increasing gun violence. His refusal to engage with or support any form of gun reform has painted him as out of touch with the safety concerns of many in his district. There's also a perception issue regarding Alford's engagement with his constituents. Many feel that he does not adequately represent or listen to the diverse voices within his district. His town hall meetings and public appearances are often criticized for lacking genuine dialogue, with some attendees feeling that their concerns are dismissed or not taken seriously. This has fostered a sense of disconnect, making constituents feel underrepresented and ignored. Lastly, his alignment with certain national political figures and movements has further polarized his support base. By closely associating with controversial figures and endorsing polarizing policies, Alford has positioned himself in a way that alienates moderate and independent voters who prefer a more centrist or bipartisan approach to governance. This alignment has led to a perception that he prioritizes party loyalty over the needs and desires of his district, further diminishing his support among those who seek a representative focused on local issues rather than national party lines. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.